Hey, welcome to the show. Travis Johnson here, host of the Nonprofit Architect Podcast. On Thursdays, I'm going to start doing podcasting tips. I get a lot of questions about podcasting. That's the whole reason we wrote the guide, why we created a podcast course. But today, I'm going to give you a quick down and dirty of three reasons I think every podcast host needs their own website. Jumping in, number one, traffic. When you post a new podcast, and you say, hey, folks, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Google, I'm on one of the other 50 or so platforms I'm on. What you're doing is losing out on the opportunity to collect that traffic. What you're doing is sending it to Spotify so they can benefit from the traffic. There's nothing wrong with that per se, but you should be personally benefiting from the traffic, whether it's you as a person, you as an organization, you as a business. If the traffic is coming to where you want them to go, then you can start benefiting from all the people that are listening to your show. Reason number two to bring them to your own website is to collect email. I know this has been around for a long time. There's a debate going on right now between whether email or text is better. That's not really what this little segment's about. Collect one, collect both, at least email. Why collect email? Because when social media shuts down, as it does occasionally, sometimes sites go away. Sometimes you get banned. Sometimes groups get shut down for no reason, or new platforms take over and they're just outdated. How are you going to keep in contact with all the people in your circle? You can use things like MailChimp or Constant Contact to create little pop-ups where you collect their email. And generally speaking, it's nice to get a freebie when someone delivers you their email. Where can you do things like that? You can create freebies that are automatically deliverable on a website called eJunkie, which brings us to the number three reason why I think every podcaster needs a website. When we create things as podcasters, when we deliver value, when we are helping people with their problems, it's great to have something like eJunkie. It's like $4 a month. I'm not getting paid to say this, but I use eJunkie to deliver my digital PDFs. Someone goes on there, they click buy, it shows up automatically in their email. You didn't have to do any extra work. You didn't have to figure out who signed up or who paid you. You connect a payment system like PayPal, and you sign up through eJunkie. You load the files into there. When someone buys it and they put in their email and they click purchase, automatically shows up in their email. You've gotten paid, they've gotten paid, and the customer has gotten what they ordered. Such a fantastic way to operate. Nice, quick, short episode today. Traffic, if you want to track that, import Google Analytics into your website so you can track all the people that come in there. So we've got three quick things. Reasons you need a website: to control and own the traffic, to collect email so you can then market to them if need be, or contact them without Facebook. And number three is to sell your stuff through things like eJunkie. Thanks so much, and come back next week for more quick tips.